The National Coordinator of the HIV and AIDS and Tuberculosis Unit in the Ministry of Health and Child Welfare, Dr. Owen Mungurungi, says the number of children receiving antiretroviral drugs in the country is still very low, particularly when compared to the number of adults accessing treatment. About 580,000 adults out of at least 600,000 in need of treatment are accessing ARVs, while only 42,000 children out of an estimated 150,000 living with the virus are accessing the life-saving drugs. Mugurungi says the number of children accessing treatment falls far short of requirements to achieve universal access to treatment, as it stands only at 42%.
For this country, by the end of last year, we already had 518,000 adults and 42,000 children on treatment. So for this country, as of last year, we had achieved, yes, got to universal access. Overall, but for adults, it's actually about 89%. But when you look at children, it's 42%. So for children, we have not achieved universal access.
Dr. Mungurungi says the situation is worsened by the lack of expertise and machines in rural communities, in particular needed for early infant diagnosis, allowing those affected to get treatment normally just 6 weeks after birth. He said the HIV antibody test is not reliable, as it cannot separate the antibodies of the child and the mother, which the new system can. As a result, the test has previously shown an HIV negative child as positive.
Previously, we used to wait until the child is 18 months to determine whether they're HIV positive or not. But we now have technology which is called early infant diagnosis. So now we can detect HIV as early as 6 weeks, whereas previously we were not.
Provincial and district hospitals still do not have the new early infant diagnosis technology, forcing rural hospitals to send blood samples to central hospitals where the technology is available. But Dr. Mungurungi says samples have been lost in the past. Sometimes the samples were invalid by the time they got to the cities.
Unfortunately, technology is not well spread out in the country. It's still highly technical. The machines are laboratory-based machines. So you also now have to go back to that issue of taking blood and sending it to central level, and you get losses and other things. Our biggest challenge as ministries, government, has always been the issue of the resources. We don't have adequate resources to address the HIV epidemic.
But even with these challenges, Dr. Mungurungi says the government is optimistic that the new technology will help save more children, as they will be put on treatment early. Team leader Joshua Mavundu for gender advocacy at the Batanai HIV and AIDS organization says poor allocation of resources by the government has resulted in cities getting priority at the expense of poor rural communities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Sylvia Manika.